What do you do when politics tears apart your family?
Politics, politics. Politics, politics.
Apologies to all the Joy Division fans out there, but I just had to do that. But it's a real issue. You've got families where not everybody votes the same way, and you get together for Christmas or maybe some other family function, the issue or the topic of politics comes up and people start fighting with each other. 133-693, our next guest is our negotiation expert and mediator, Elise Margot. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Tom. Thank you for having me on your show.
Oh, it's a pleasure. So what do you do when you have a family gathering and you've got people of different political persuasion and someone starts talking about politics and before you know it, a nasty argument has broken out? What should you do?
Well, the first thing is, I always say, try not to talk about politics when you know that your family has different viewpoints, because that could mess up a lovely dinner. And so that would be my first step. The other is I try to create some rules around it. And I say, well, look, if we're going to talk politics, we know we don't always agree on everything. So let's talk respectfully. Let's give ourselves a little bit of time to listen to the other. You know you're not going to persuade Granny to agree on your view of the world today. So no amount of shouting at her or her shouting at you is going to make a difference. So either we're going to listen to each other or we're just going to eat Christmas pudding and carry on with the life.
Do you think that a very bad example, though, has been set by some of our politicians themselves? And again, I'll play it one more time. Catherine Cumming on Saturday said this.
I joined the angry Victorian Party for one reason.
I'm angry.
To make Daniel Andrews turn into red mist.
And then, of course, yesterday, Deputy Premier of Victoria, Jacinta Allen, followed up with this.
Matthew Guy's Liberal Party are preferencing Nazis, are preferencing extremists.
Now we've got threats of violence, accusations of Nazism. Like, it's not a good example, is it, Elise?
No, it's not a good example. And they carry on like this on social media as well. I heard you talking about Twitter earlier, and that's exactly what happens as well. You have these extreme views, people thinking they can just use any word they like to describe someone, even if it's highly offensive, inaccurate, and defamatory, and in some cases threatening of violence. So they don't give good examples, and we as human beings need to say, well, you know, those are politicians. We don't like how they behave. And so our home shouldn't become one of extremism where we scream at each other and create divide.
Because it used to be that you were told never talk about politics or religion, because you'd always find someone of a different political persuasion or a different religion. And I think that's quite a good rule.
It's an excellent rule. And the other rule is not everyone has to agree with everything you believe in or think. I mean, I hope that you are capable of changing your mind sometimes, Tom, and that you don't always keep the same view. So I sometimes disagree with myself over time. You
know? Right. Well, I've changed my mind every now and then, not too often, of course, but sometimes.
So, you know, I think we need to look at each other and say, not everybody thinks the same way as I do. I have my reasons for doing this. If I want to persuade someone, I'm not going to persuade them by, you know, hitting them over the head with a hammer and telling them they're stupid or threatening them. I've got to find a way to persuade them that my opinion is a good one, and based on their life experience, they might benefit from my view.
Or you could just agree that around Christmas time we'll just talk about something else.
Okay, you know, why would you be discussing politics over Christmas unless you enjoy a good fight and you can do so in a friendly manner?
Righto. Thank you, Elise Margot, the negotiations expert and mediator.